Now we see this, hear this, receive, and maintain this. This is being this moment, this experiencing that is our life, this experiencing that we call Buddha nature sometimes, which is what enables us to relieve suffering, harming, if we truly, as we truly live this. It's not something extra. When we say Buddha nature pervades the whole universe in the beginning of the dedication, we're not talking about two things, Buddha nature, the universe. No, just as when we sit, when we live, when we are this experiencing of our life, it's not experiencing inside something that's outside. We and our life are not two. That's why we could say being this moment is neither inside nor outside. That's why we primarily are all this. Many ways that ancestors have expressed this. The Indian ancestor Ashvaghosha, who in the Zen tradition is considered the 12th ancestor, taught about what he described the ocean of Buddha nature, saying, quote, "The mountains, rivers, and the whole earth are all constructed dependent upon it." That's an English translation, which might not be the best way to say it in English, but all our abilities appear from here, he says. All our abilities appear from here. This is very, in a way, straightforward. We call this, he says, ocean of Buddha nature. It's an ocean that has many forms, as we all live in a life, a universe of many forms. Ocean of this nature. It's a common term used in Buddhism, in Buddha's teaching, especially in East Asia. Dogen comments on this, saying we should realize that such is the shape of the ocean of Buddha nature, mountains, rivers, and all earth. Therefore, he says, seeing mountains, rivers, is seeing Buddha nature. And seeing Buddha nature is, quote, to see an ass's jaw and a horse's muzzle, which in the Chinese colloquial, which is what it was, is means to see every sort of thing. It means to see, be seeing. We are dependent on it in this sense that it is us. This is our functioning. This is both what's called samadhi, and this is all the six forms that we manifest as humans, as practitioners, as all accomplishments. It's all of what we are. That's why in the dedication, Buddha nature pervades the whole universe. When we sit with being just this moment, being this experiencing and discovering sometimes ways that we refuse to be where we are, primarily when we're caught up in our ideas and thoughts. Not when we have ideas and thoughts, not when ideas, thoughts, feelings, and so forth arise, but when we're caught up in them, when we hold on to them. We, to give one example, some of you are familiar with the Song of Zazen by Hakuin, which begins, all beings are primarily Buddhas. All beings, just as ice is primarily water. There's no difference except how it's manifesting itself. Therefore, Hakuin says, how sad that people ignore what's intimate and search afar, search elsewhere, or cry out for thirst while you're in the midst of water. He uses other very earthy and direct ways of expressing this. Living in a wealthy, rich house and wandering off among the poor for something that you feel you're lacking. That's the gift of Zazen, is not to give us anything extra, certainly not to give us something that we don't have, but to allow us to see how we're missing this that we are from the beginning, this that is our life. Not because you have to do something else, but because it's always right here, right now, who we are. And yet, this right here, right now, is not something else. It's simply, if I use the word, confirming for ourselves who we are. And who we are is not something particular, but is actually, as the expression goes, self-nature is no nature. Self-nature is no nature. What is no nature? No nature is exactly this that we are. This no nature. So, in our tradition, we talk about various ancestors and teachers. So I'll quote a text that Dogen will comment on, which I'll talk about at another time, but the fourth ancestor asked someone who came to him, what is no, the fifth ancestor, excuse me. What's, no, no, the fourth ancestor, I'm right. The fourth ancestor asked someone who came to him, "What is your name?" He and the person who came, who eventually became the sixth ancestor, the fifth ancestor said, "I have a surname, but it's not an ordinary surname." So he said, "Yes, what is the surname?" And he said, "It's Buddha nature." So his teacher said, "You have no Buddha nature." And he replied, "It's because Buddha nature is no nature, is empty, that you say I have none." Interesting dialogue. "What's your name?" "I have a name, but it's not an ordinary name." "What is it?" "It's Buddha nature." "You have no Buddha nature." "Yes, that's true." Self nature is no nature. Therefore, we can be this moment because we aren't hindered by self-centered ideas, or we could at least notice the self-centered ideas and attachments that blind us to who and what we are at this moment. So that, therefore, in sitting, it's very simple. Being this experiencing, which doesn't require us to do anything extra, doesn't require special abilities, each of us exactly with the capacities that we are, is being this moment, including thoughts, feelings arising, including every aspect of functioning the way we do. Not the way anyone else does, but the way exactly I hear, see, smell, taste, experience. Being this experiencing, it's not a matter of good, bad, better, worse. The experiencing of right now, and yet not being hindered by what we add on, therefore, thereby, because of all the rest of the ways that we distract ourselves from this experiencing, and therefore miss this very moment. All practice is being this moment, how it manifests for us, not it for us, but how it manifests as us, as our life, the life of the room, cars, noise, other people, events, inside, aches, pains. I've said enough. How come it's keeping, they're not ending the period? Or any other way. All the senses, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, all the functioning of being human that each of us live is exactly our opportunity to enter this ocean of Buddha nature, no nature, which allows us to be, experience, and truly live the joy of the whole universe, the joy of mountains, rivers, the city sounds, the birds. All of them are just manifesting this that we are. So if I use this stinky word, we can call it Buddha nature. If I have to clean up any stink from that's there with it, I say no nature. And I say just this ocean experiencing that is exactly us is our opportunity to sing and dance joyfully in the life as is. Thank you.